Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast, and we're doing it from the road. We are in, where are we, honey?
You're in New Mexico.
You gotta say, you gotta speak louder.
New Mexico.
As opposed to Old Mexico, which is right there. So, you know what I haven't seen? Illegal aliens. We have shut down the border and no one cares. Yes, we are at the time where Trump's successes, and there are many, don't seem to matter anymore because we got people blackpilling. We got people dooming. They're saying Trump is doomed. They're saying Trump is over. They're saying count him out. But Captain Thumb.
Well, we know.
Mark Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, we're about to get in Thumb State. You know, I think we're about 20 miles. We are near Lordsburg, New Mexico, which is, let's just say New Mexico is, what do you want to say about New Mexico?
It's forgettable.
It's the land of enchantment.
It's a little forgettable.
If you're driving on the Interstate 10.
Yeah, the 10 is ugly.
The 10 is not a pretty ride.
Not a good route. Or a pretty route.
I don't mind the hill country that much. There's some pretty stuff there.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is like, what's interesting.
It's depressing.
Well, it's 24 hours between Houston and L.A.
Yes.
Think of all the olden people who would take like 2 months to do it. Because it's 1,550 miles or so.
So what, they could travel what, like 20 miles a day?
They could travel 20 miles a day. How many days is that? I can't add. Because I went to UC San Diego.
Yeah.
Where they have the retarded kids.
That's a lot.
You know, who have to get remedial stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, how can you black pill if people are driving by Tim Walz's house yelling retard? How can you black pill? How can you be like, Trump's going to lose? And they're doing that. Look.
It would take about 77.8
days. 77.8
days.
We take one. And no one's getting dysentery.
Well, okay.
Let's not go down there. Look, let's not black pill it. Let's not black pill stuff. And black pill. What's black pill for you older folks? That's comes kind of from the Matrix, where what, the blue pill lets you be unconscious again. The red pill opens your eyes to reality. Black pill is screw it. Everything's good. Everything's terrible. We're all gonna die. And there is a tendency among conservatives to black pill. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, Trump's had a whole bunch of successes, but I'm sure he'll fail soon. And then we're all going to die.
They got him now.
Today is Saturday the 7th? No, 6th, right? Tomorrow's Pearl Harbor Day.
Yep, today is the
6th. Okay, as we do this, and you'll read it Monday. As it is, I watched Bret Baier last night.
Yeah.
Bret Baier. There was zero mention. The most straight news program there is. They talk about what's going on during the day. And sometimes Bret annoys people because he doesn't do conservative news. He just does news.
Yeah.
No mention of the boats. Right? The drug boats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially after the news came out that, well, you know, they hadn't actually sunk the boat. And as people looked at the polls and like 62% of people were like, well, I'm bringing in drugs, you ought to kill them. Which, okay.
Yeah.
That story's gone. Where's Epstein?
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard about Epstein.
Remember Epstein? Well, they're going to let more stuff go. But they let, like 2 weeks ago, they found out Lawrence Summers, a Democrat, was using Epstein to try and figure out how to get chicks. Did I mention he was married? Yeah. He was going to Epstein for advice on how to meet girls. So he is withdrawn from public life. What else do we got?
That's a good thing to do right now.
And then there were pictures of Epstein's Island. Yeah. Did you see those?
No, I didn't see them.
They look like real estate stuff for the world's worst staged location.
Really?
I mean, it was just, they're like, we've, you know, the Democrats, we have released these these incriminating, damning stuff. The only thing that damned is in his interior designer. The house is, you know, that you've set up much, much, much nicer. And I am not as rich as Epstein.
Thank you, dear.
You know.
But it's nicer than Epstein.
It's nicer than, well, you would think that he could buy taste. But no. No. It was tacky shit. But where'd Epstein go? And remember the election was supposed to be a disaster last week?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tennessee 7?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so close. We're going to lose by 2 points. You know, Trump won by 22. Well, we ended up winning by 9. And look, I mean, not doom. Now, it does show that every single Democrat's going to come out and vote.
Yeah.
Every single Democrat's going to come out and vote. And when I say don't black pill, it doesn't mean take the Tim Walz pill. Guitard pill. You know, don't do that. We have got to motivate our people. Some of the numbers look pretty good for our motivation. Not great, but every single freaking Democrat came out.
Yeah.
And I don't want to explain it as a great result, but it is in line with what you would generally expect in a normal midterm. It wasn't a blowout like New Jersey and Virginia were bad. They did very, very well. But we, you know, we didn't do that bad. You know, inflation on Friday down to like 0.2% over the month. It was down.
Wow.
Trump is making his pivot to affordability, which a lot of people have said he should do. Now, of course, I prefer it when Trump decides these things because he tends to have a good understanding of what people like.
Yeah.
And after 10 years of Trump,
we understand he's got a good track record.
He's got a good track record to figure out what people like. So I don't think black pilling is the answer.
I agree.
I think red pilling. Be aware. Be activated. Get your head right. And I'm not saying everything's perfect. We are facing midterms next year where history is against us. Our enemies are going to be super motivated. They're going to have a lot of money. That doesn't mean we have to lose. It means we've got to figure out how we're going to freaking win. And I think one of the things that people are not giving credit for is you saw how early we did the big, beautiful bill, right?
Uh-huh.
And a lot of other stuff very early on.
Yeah.
Trump waited around last time. In 1.0, he waited to get this stuff done.
Yeah.
And it wasn't ready in the 2018 midterms. And we got our butts kicked. But then it kicked in and the economy was killing it, right? I think there's a very good chance the economy is going to be doing well next year. And if you have stocks, right? If you're, you know, especially those of us who are older, and there are some of us who have retirement accounts and things. Young folks are a different issue. Your stocks are doing pretty well right now. Okay? You're putting away money. That's good. Interest rates kind of dropped a little.
Yeah.
So that means houses are going to be more available for young people. Although there are apparently more sellers than buyers. Though not in the areas we are in.
Really?
Yes. But we're in weird, unique areas. We're by the beach in L.A. with really good schools. Because the wine moms hassle the principal all the time. And we're in a nice area in Houston.
Yeah.
So those houses, you know, there's a good market for those. But the rest of the market's going to pick up as the interest rates go down.
I hope so.
You know about student loans.
What's going on?
They're limiting the amount you can take.
Good.
For graduate degrees.
Good.
$50,000 a year.
A lot, so but
that is a lot, but you know, law school can be like 80,000-90,000.
Wow.
Guess who's adjusting their prices?
You're kidding.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, crazy talk, huh? Now my favorite was when they said, hey, nurses aren't those are for professional degrees. And they said nurses aren't covered. So the nurse, there's no, the limit doesn't apply to nurses.
Yeah.
The Democrats actually came by and said, Trump has declared that nurses aren't professionals. He hates nurses.
What?
Yes. That's what happened. Because he hasn't limited their,
The amount of loans.
He should. Everybody's a professional now because the meaning of the term has changed from a specific kind of job to if you're not called in a profession, you know, you are, you're being insulted. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just stop.
We're all too sensitive.
But in any case, now they got to do undergrads. They've got to limit loans for undergrads.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad they're trying to do something.
Yeah, I would say no. $35,000 a year for undergrads. Watch the schools literally poo themselves.
No. I think schools need to just help pay back some of the money. I think the schools need to help pay back some of the money these kids have taken out for loans. Ridiculous.
It has become a disaster because...
Oh, sucking.
Well, the schools are perfectly willing to take their money and give useless degrees.
Yeah, that's...
It is. And I think slowly people are being red-pilled about academia. Because for a long time, folks like us, you know, conservatives were like, oh, I remember college. It was a lot of fun. And I still like the University of College's football team. Yay, sports guys. Right? And that's what they think in a college.
Yeah.
And it's a little more than your favorite sports ball player and coach. And by the way, Republicans are still screwing stuff up. They decided to spend, you know, this week, the Republicans decided to spend time debating name and likeness reform.
Name and likeness.
Yes, because apparently, I'm probably going to get it wrong, so you guys will correct me in the comments, but it's changed that now, instead of not getting any money, football players and sports players can monetize their name and likeness.
They can monetize?
Yeah, you can get paid. They can get paid, they can do deals, that sort of thing.
Are you talking college?
Yes.
Oh.
And it's kind of very unregulated, and people want to regulate it, and I have a feeling a lot of them want to regulate it because they don't want to have to spend money to buy the best players, and they're afraid that the big schools are going to get all the best players, and blah, 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 and it's like, you know, doesn't sound that important to me at the moment. So I don't understand why we're spending a week on this shit.
That's interesting.
You know, and I don't think normal Americans are like, you know what really, but even people who are like into sports are like, yeah, we got to get name and likeness, federal name and likeness reforms in place. Yeah, we got to take care of that. I don't see it.
Okay.
So I think that's...
So these college players... They're trying to reform it so that they can get paid?
No, they already do.
Okay.
So but they I think
stop it.
No.
No. Okay.
No, they're trying to regulate it.
Oh, just
And the way they want to regulate it, well, largely to say the NCAA gets to do it. I think that's what their idea is, basically let the NCAA. Now the NCAA is the same organization that let chicks or men pretending to be chicks play. Yeah, and it's like no. It's like, guys, who gives a damn? All right. It's not, you know, it's not that big a deal. I mean, if you're a super football fanatic, I guess maybe it is. But the rest of us are like, can we talk about other things?
Yeah, I'll need to read up on that a little bit more because I don't understand why that's.
I don't understand. Well, it's important. Because, well, apparently Louisiana State University's very much involved in this with a new coach and stuff. And guess where Steve Scalise and Mike Johnson are from?
Oh, there you go.
I'm just saying. And there's all coaches moving. I don't understand any of it, and I don't care about any of it. The point is, you know, our guy, look, if you're in the House, you should be making, you should be trying to pass legislation that's either going to pass and do good things or that's going to embarrass the Democrats. You know, pass a law saying, you know, put up a law, make the Democrats vote. Hey, girls can't be in boys' sports. Do that and let them vote against it. We do have a midterm coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Put them on record doing obnoxious things. We are now officially in Arizona, the home state of Senator Thumb, or as I like to call him, Thumb Ass.
So,
yeah.
Wow. We've done pretty good.
And we're doing okay. We've been going since what, 3:47
yeah.
in the morning? What is it, 4:57 local time. Did it change?
Time, yeah.
No, well, now that we're in Arizona, does it change again? I don't know. Is it Pacific time or is this whatever? Anyway, so the black pill stuff. Now, we keep seeing, they're still trying to make fetch happen with the illegal alien thing. Did you see the white girl screaming, I'm a citizen! Please let help me! They're killing me! And all the Democrats were like, I can't believe they're abusing this poor, innocent young white woman in nurse scrubs. Did they mention she was driving her illegal alien boyfriend's car? No. Did they mention that when they pulled her over, she wouldn't give her ID?
Oh.
Okay. You don't show your ID. You get your ass pulled out and you get hooked up. I think that's good. I think, you know, all these little things
mm-hmm.
always turn out to be a lie. They always turn out to be a scam, right?
Yep.
It's always, you know, Maryland, man, innocent Maryland father, you know, stopped on his way to an orphanage. And of course, he was on the way to orphanage to molest the orphans because he's a child predator, you know, and they didn't mention that part. And I think normal people are probably like, I don't want to read the page. I don't want to read the paragraph 39 of 40 to see what the real story is. How about the girl? Oh, I got girl going home from college.
Oh, right.
19-year-old deported to Honduras. Can you believe that? Yes. She had an order of deportation from 2015. Do you know how you get your order of deportation? You go through due process. I thought we were doing due process. Is due process a one-way street? Where due process means the illegal alien wins. Do we get due process? Apparently not. Well, then they shift it. Well, we shouldn't be sending her away. Another judge said she shouldn't go.
Oh, come on.
Well, one judge already just
feelings.
Here, I'm sitting on what it's based on. He's talking out of that. I'm just so tired of these people. It's so annoying. And it's so stupid. Because I don't think anybody's buying any of it anymore. And there's a lot of things now people were talking about that they wouldn't talk before. Like how Somali culture is garbage. Like 10 years ago, well, the Somali culture is garbage. They'd be like, racist. Well, they're still going racist. Now people are like, well, you know, it's pretty much garbage. I mean, they came here, they've stolen, it's now up to $8 billion. It was $1 billion. Now it's $8
billion.
$8 billion. And of course, Ilhan Omar and Tim the Tard.
Yeah.
Pictures of him with like the fraud guy.
Yeah, the fraud guy.
And it's like normal people are like, you know, I know that I'm not supposed to notice stuff, you know? Then I'm supposed to, like, pretend that, you know, bringing these third world peasants from a garbage culture here is into Minnesota is instantly going to transform them into good government Scandinavian types. And then when it doesn't, we're supposed to go, eh, I mean, God, man, we must have done something wrong. It's on us. I think.
Do you think it's desensitizing people?
I think people are like.
Are they tired of
it? I think people are tired of the bullshit.
I mean, I know we are.
Well, I know. I think, I mean, Trump kind of sums it up. He's like, you know, we need to send these people home. And they're like, well, you can't say that. Well, we're now saying that. We're now saying that.
I think it's okay to say.
They go, oh, well, you're racist. Okay. I mean, I don't care what you say.
I don't think racist means what you think it means.
But I mean, I don't, I'm not interested in at all.
I don't care
what they said.
Yeah.
You're racist. I don't care what you think. You're also fascist. I don't care what you think. You're also a transphobe. That's true. Because I'm done with a pervert. They're either mentally ill or perverts. And I'm like, stuff is like 10 years ago, again, it would have been, well, you know, if you want to live pretending you're being a girl, that's fine. You know, kind of leave me out of it. That's cool. But they can't leave you out of it because the important part is sucking you into it. Okay. That's part of the turn on, is forcing you to be part of their perversion.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think the ones who are like just mentally ill, I now some are mentally ill and perverts, but like the ones who used to like dance in like clubs downtown.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're, I think that, you know, I'm not sure that they're, I mean, they may be perverted in different ways, but the perverted ones, and I think most of them are perverts, get off on largely on forcing women to allow them to watch them and vice versa. And it's like, no, we're kind of done with that. You're gross and disgusting. It's not okay. You know, trans kids' lives matter. Well, then you'll be happy to know there are no trans kids. There's just Munchausen mommies and femboy dads. Oh, goodness.
Him dads.
Oh, no. Oh, the guys put up with that crap. And the ones who don't have to fight them in court. And of course they get, you know, some freaking commie judge who's like, well, you know, little Jimmy needs to be Janie. Go cut his penis off. He'll feel better. Oh, you hear these detransitioner stories? It's horrifying. I mean, this shit's like Caligula would be like, what the food is wrong with you? I literally married a horse. And I think you are freaking sociopaths. I mean, this is something that's going to be a shame on our society that it was put up with for so long. And, you know, all the black people, America's going to turn into a, you know, a den of iniquity. Dude, it's turning. People are done with the perverts. They're done with the freaks. They're done with the weirdos. They're done with the losers. They're done with the mutations. They're done.
Anything else in the news?
Anything else? What else is in the news? Well, look. Don't blackpill. You know?
Yeah.
Your pill should not be black. Your pill should be red. You should be aware of what's going on. You should be hip to the okie doke. You should be cognizant of the giant scam with which they want to pull on you.
Yeah.
And when you are, you will be invincible.
I think that's all very true. Bravo.
Thank you. Now, let's talk a little about Kelly Turnbull. Tuesday, that's tomorrow for you people, the new Kelly Turnbull novel, Panama Red, drops. There are people who have read it. You've read it.
I've read it.
Is it good?
It's really good.
And there are other people who say, and they're like, this is great.
It might be your best.
Wow. That's a bold statement.
Yeah.
But Kelly Turnbull's back in a new Ninth People's Republic adventure. And you can go to Amazon, you can pre-order it tonight, if it's still Monday, or you can order it, hardcover, paperback, ebook, on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
But it is, it's a big deal.
It's always fun. It's always a good, entertaining,
Oh, yeah.
Exciting.
There's a lot of action.
Yeah, a lot of action.
A lot of shooting. I hope I don't get a lot of...
A little smart dialogue.
I only got a lot... I got some gun gripes.
Oh, already?
Yeah, but I still had an option to fix stuff, so I modified something to take care of a gun gripe.
Okay. You'll have to tell me.
I'll tell you later what it was.
Okay. But, no, it's a very good book. Great characters.
Panama Red. You should go get Panama Red.
A couple of new characters that are very interesting.
You like it?
Funny, entertaining. Yeah. Clever.
I have a chick in it. I have a couple of chicks, but they're not magical.
No, but they're smart.
But they're good. They're good characters. Yeah.
Well written.
But you're not going to get the 110-pound chick who could, like, take on the 200-pound dude.
Yeah.
That's not how K-Dog writes.
No.
That doesn't happen.
Write lies.
We don't defy the law of physics because feminism.
But it's very entertaining. Anything else? Something about the graphic novel.
Graphic novel will be out a little later. It'll be out next year.
There's going to be some kind of campaign.
There right? will be a campaign that'll be this spring for Blue Flame.
Blue Flame.
But, and then there's more Kurt books coming next year. So we got those coming down the road.
Yes.
You know? I'm excited.
It is. It's all very exciting stuff.
Okay. So go get Panama Red. Follow me on Twitter at Kurt Schlichter. And Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday are my town hall columns. I got a good one for Monday. I've already sent that one in.
Okay.
That's a good one. I just forget what it's about. I'd have to sit here and think about it for a minute.
Well, I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes, we all hope you had a good Thanksgiving, and I had actually planned on talking a little about Thanksgiving and how turkey just doesn't work for me.
Well, my turkey was amazing.
Your turkey was good. As good as turkey can be.
It was amazing.
Turkey has...
I like turkey.
Okay, turkey has limited uses.
I like turkey.
All right. That's fun. Somebody asked it. All right. Go get Panama Red, everybody. Thanks a lot. Adios.
Bye.